Are Barbados and Antigua closer to reaching agreement on the future of air transportation in the region after their clear disagreement over the dismantling of the former LEAD? Well, it looks that way based on what we are hearing from Antigua's Observer Radio.
Now, three Caribbean nations, Barbados, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, have given their commitment to assisting Antigua and Barbuda's thrust to building an air travel bridge between the Caribbean and Africa. Prime Minister Gaston Brown recently held discussions with Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley, who assured him that her country will collaborate with the Tunalan nation to support the air bridge between the motherland and the Caribbean. Chief of Staff in the Office of the Prime Minister, Lionel Hurst, shared details on this during yesterday's post-cabinet media briefing.
Barbados has indicated its willingness to work alongside Antigua in making the connection with the African continent, the bridge, the air bridge that is being built with the African continent. Barbados is willing to participate. And Barbados has also indicated that on the issue of LEAD 2020, it will also provide the kind of uplift that Antigua and Barbuda needs, so that Antigua and Barbuda is not going alone. I believe similar promises of assistance and participation have been signaled by both Dominica and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. A team of officials, in fact, left yesterday for Barbados to continue the discussions with officials in the Barbados Ministry of Aviation that would allow for the flight that Air Peace will begin with, flying from Lagos to Antigua, would go on to Barbados and may even leave Barbados and return directly to the African continent. But some of these details are yet to be worked out, but we can see the participation of Barbados in this very important venture, where the Air Peace will own 70% of LEAD, and Antigua and Barbuda will own, for the time being, 30%. Antigua, of course, is more than willing to reduce its ownership share in order to ensure that other countries in the Caribbean can have a little piece of the pie.
And staying with LEAD, arrangements are being made to ensure that the lone aircraft that has formed the backbone of the LEAD operation these past weeks has reached its maximum maintenance scheduling deadline. Hurst says until the maintenance is complete, the services offered by LEAD will be suspended.
Every engine on every aircraft, after having flown for as many hours as has been logged, must be changed. And this is in the case of the LEAD ATRs that are now flying. And one aircraft that LEAD has been using reached its maximum flying hours, and therefore its engine had to be changed. These engines are really very expensive implements of aviation, and they are sometimes sent back to the manufacturers for overhaul and a new engine placed on the aircraft, just to ensure the great safety record which LEAD can boast of since its founding in 1956.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.